1-800-875-0089.
I would like to just take a moment and ask you if you will become a partner with us in helping people all over the world come to know Christ and also helping them with their needs and the pain that they have in their life. We would love to have you be our partner.
As a thank you to any new or current partner that signs up for convenient automatic giving, we'd like to send you the devotional Promises for Your Everyday Life. Join us in partnership as we share Christ and love people. Contact us right now at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
We're coming upon a time where with many whom God has chosen, there's going to be such a high calling in and upon their life that heaven and earth are going to be one and the same. High spiritual traffic. I'm telling you what God is going to do in these last days. There are going to be people that sojourn in and out of the spirit realm, just like people were translated and moved in God, you know, back in the book of Acts. There are going to be in this generation people that are moving like that. But with that is going to come a tremendous protection from God. Now, I want you to take note of something here. Miriam became leprous. What Aaron did, he repented right away. And it stayed his judgment, but God still judged him. Because the day that he took the ephod off, he died. That's how severe that was. But notice, Moses didn't even hear him. God heard him. Moses didn't even hear him. I'm telling you, there's coming such a protection on men and women of God in these last days. Or angels, the host of heaven, God, you know, things we read in the Bible that, you know, we know to be true, but we've not seen in our time. We're going to begin to see them in our time. Ananias and Sapphira. See, some people think that's a joke, but the presence of God returning to its proper place is going to be so intense that even what we call white lies, God's going to deal severely. Are you hearing me? And I said, your mind, you have to, God has to put that pattern, that heavenly pattern in your mind, transform your thinking patterns. Listen, the word is going to begin to drive people away that have no intention of truly obeying God. The hypocrite is going to be fearful in Zion. There's going to come dread and fear on people's hearts who are hypocritical. Hear what I'm saying? All type of things are going to be happening because God is beginning to descend upon his proper place, if I can say it that way. When the ark, you remember they were carrying the ark on the cart? Wrong transportation. Uzzah and Ahio were pushing it. The mule was pulling it on the cart, and they were standing next to it because they were familiar with it. But when it hit that speed bump, it was called Nacon's threshing floor, you know, where the wheat was threshed. See, God's going to bring his people to a place where they are threshed, where he's going to really see what your life is made up of. Hello, he's going to separate wheat from tare in your life. All that stuff I just talked about tradition and old wives' fables, all that stuff. God going to deal. He going to bring you on the carpet with that stuff. He say, if you want to go from here on, then you got to let go of this foolishness. You got to renounce this stuff. These pagan gods, these pagan traditions, these pagan mindsets. And allow God to do a whole new thing in your mind. He's got to recreate some things in your mind. Give you some heavenly thought patterns. Jesus said, if I have told you of things on the earth and you believe not, how can I tell you of things in heaven? You got to get us straight here first. Break all those religious things, all that stuff we do for religion's sake. Taste not, touch not, handle not. That's not giving a person a license to commit sin. Like some people interpret that. That don't mean that. Touch not, taste not, all of, when you're, in other words, I'm going to drink beer? No. Cigarettes, all that? No. Stop acting foolish. He's talking about religious stuff. No. Sin is sin. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Come on, somebody. See, there's such a strong, greasy grace message today. It's confusing people. Because they think they can live outside of covenant and still be justified with God. God is only working through covenant. Amen. Thank God for his mercy on people in the church that are breaking covenant. But his mercy going to stop somewhere. And the presence of God was so strong in the early church, it didn't last long for God to judge things. When they were carrying that ark, and that ark, the oxen stumbled and the ark shook, and Uzzah went to steady it. Remember that? Uzzah means strength. That's what his name means. And what that symbolizes is somebody trying to handle the presence of God in his own strength. God killed him. And it wasn't like God, you know, was being mean. No, it's just a principle. It's a law. The presence of God. Well, see, the closer the presence got to Jerusalem and its proper place, the more manifest it became. Are y'all hearing tonight? The more of supernatural, extraordinary manifestations started to happen. It was at Abinadab's for a long time. They played on it. But the moment they started moving toward its proper place, stuff started happening. David got so afraid that, you know the story, he wouldn't bring it into Jerusalem. He wouldn't for a long time. He left it over in another man's yard for 3 months and saw the blessing of the Lord. Then he went back into the archives and saw how they were to properly transport. How many of there's a way you have to transport the presence? You can't be living all jacked up and living foolishly and carnal and no. That'll mess you up. Trying to get you ready for what God has got for you in the future, because it's coming. It's going to come stronger and stronger. It's not going to come weaker and weaker. It's going to come strong. It's going to be more and more. And we have to be prostrate, positioned properly, adorned with meekness. Moses was meek, and therefore he didn't even hear. Jehovah heard. In other words, let me say it this way. Symbolically, we could say this. Moses had been made by God those 40 years. And when he was released with the revelation and with the calling, I'll say it this way. In the context of that talking against him, he wasn't even touched by man's words. Come on, God had made him so that man's words wouldn't touch him. Even when Korah and Dathan surrounded themselves with 250 of the leaders, and they rebelled against Moses. Instead of Moses trying to defend himself, he fell on his face. This man understood, no, you're not contending with me. You don't understand what's backing me, what's on my side. I need to pray for you. See, most of us will go to fighting folks. You need to tell them, please don't do me any harm. Not for my sake, but for your sake. Because you don't know who you're fighting against. You don't know who's defending me. When God came down and Miriam was leprous, Moses prayed, Lord. He didn't say, that's what you deserve for talking. 7 days, yeah, just seven. Stay out there 7 days. No, all the time, see what? God had fashioned and shaped this man. If God's going to entrust you with the powers of the world to come, one strong facet among many others, one strong aspect and characteristic is that of meekness. Let me show you a little further. First of all, Moses didn't even hear him until somebody, God heard him. Moses had gotten to the point by now that he was beyond man's revilings. Come on. If we're going to walk in this stature and enter into his rest, you can't be troubled with everything people are saying about you or anything people are saying about you. You even have to know how to handle praise when people praise you. How you handle that? You don't allow that to make you top heavy or begin to see, you know, because see, we contain this in our spirit. And if we contain it or retain it in our spirit long enough, it starts to affect our personality. The nature of Christ starts to in to feel our personality to where you start looking like Jesus, if I can say it that way. And it affects your mindsets till you start thinking like Jesus. See, Jesus derived his identity from relationship. That's why you never saw him going around bragging about what he did or how many dead were raised today or he was the apostle of our faith. We never saw him speak anything of himself because everything that he was derived from his father, from a relationship of being a son. So you know what? No matter what we do, how we are praised, whatever we accomplish, guess what? At the end of the day, all we are sons. Look at somebody tell me, you're just a son. If we can maintain that mindset, guess what? God can do the extraordinary. Because guess what? We've gotten out of the way. We've gone through the cross. And it's no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. So Moses was beyond man's revilings. All man's reviling, all man's contention, all man's criticism, all man's opposition was under his feet. Come on, somebody. Tell me that's not a place of rest. That's where Jesus was. All the plots and strategies of hell that came against him, none of it moved him. It was under his feet. And so it was with Moses. Now, all that contention, all that stuff was under his feet. Tell somebody it's under my feet too. You see, when it's under your feet, you're not trying to find out what so-and-so is saying about you. What they say? Come on, what did they say? What did they say? You're not trying to find out. Guess what? You let God listen. Come on, tell somebody, let God listen. Come on, when we get in that place where we can trust God like that, where we are at rest in God like that, guess what? Providence and sovereignty is at work in your behalf. I hope some of y'all get that. Providence, sovereignty. In other words, God goes into tomorrow, next week, starts lining stuff up. Because you are at rest, God is at work. When you are working, the angels have to back off. Because you're trying to work it out of your flesh. That's why he had them march around Jericho 7 times on the 7th day. That was 35 miles. That was 5 miles around Jericho. They marched around there on the 7th day. Imagine that, marching around. All them people marching around there 7 times. God was getting them so tired. I really believe that. God was getting them so tired that there was none of them left. So when they did lift up a shout, it had to be God. Are you hearing? So a lot of stuff you've been going through that you've gone through was to get you out of the way. Whether it was right or wrong, indifferent, good or bad, it doesn't matter. It was to get you out of the way so God could get in the way. And you could get in that place of rest and allow God to do what only he can do. Moses allowed God to listen. Let me say this to upset a few apple carts. Those who find out people are talking about them and get mad and angry. And I think we've all been guilty of this. I know you know, especially you know somebody been talking evil of you and you see them. And they're nice to you, but you, those, I want to throw some matches so we can grow. Those that get angry and mad and upset, people that have talked about them, when people talk about you, you lack stature. You lack spiritual stature. There's still a part of you that's affected. Now, some things can hurt, but if you have stature, you know, sometimes your feelings can get hurt. But you can get through that real easy. You know what I mean? You're not going to be 2 months, you know, brooding about stuff. No, it's a couple of days, hey, I'm over this. And you know what? Guess what? You have no offense, no resentment. Why? You have a stature.
We've come to the close of part 5 of our series entitled The Supernatural Presence of the Great I Am. Our message has been Labor to Enter His Rest, part 2. Two things are operating on the inside of you, life and death. When we die to the flesh, we can embrace dominion in that area. If you operate in death for the right purpose, it will have no authority over you.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off U.S. 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-672-7464.